My father is a pimp. Dear Stephen Shirley, my father is a 63-year-old player, nickname Cool Breeze. I never had a close relationship with my father because of his troubled past. 2 years ago, he was in a car accident and his best girlfriend died in the car. My father didn't have a place to live, so therefore I took him in. He was in bad shape, suffering from broken ribs and years of drug abuse. I thought my father was going to die once I brought him back to Georgia, but I nursed him back to good health and he's not on drugs anymore. I take him to his doctor's appointment every 2 weeks at the VA hospital. My father always loved beautiful women, and I guess that's why he frequents the strip clubs on a regular basis. Now I understand what my mother went through when she was married to this womanizer. I can now see the pain and hurt she endured by my father, who cheated on her while they were married. Well, I was very close to my mother, and she died in 2007 at age of 54. Mom and dad were divorced for over 20 years before she died. I can say that my mother always loved my father. I know I have some issues that need to be resolved, but it's hard when my father walks around my house not being appreciative of what I've done for him. I desire to have a relationship with my father, but it's hard when we don't see eye to eye. He gives praises to his strippers, but not to his daughters. You want love and approval from your dad, who you call a pimp. So first, you got to know that pimps, as a rule, don't really respect women. So stop expecting him to appreciate what you're doing for him. Just stop that. And you've done so much. You've nursed him back to health. He's off drugs now. You take him to his doctor's appointment. You give him housing, all of that. You don't mention your age, but if your dad is 63, I'm going to assume that you're good and grown. And these issues that you want resolved, no time like the present, I say. So have you tried talking to your father? I mean, having a good conversation with him? You said you guys don't see eye to eye. So, I mean, you could try it. But I don't think you're going to get closure, the closure you want with this situation. Your dad is just not the typical dad. I mean, a lot of typical dads, you know, dads don't go to the strip clubs like this. They just don't. But he's a single guy. He could do what he wants to do. So my advice to you is to accept your dad for who he is. Accept him for whoever he is and just start helping him look for a new place to live. Maybe he's gotten his place, got his place. Then maybe you guys can talk. Steve?
Let me just sum this letter up for you. Ain't no fool like an old fool. I mean, the saying just never rings any truer than what I'm seeing in this letter. And it's just true. Your father's 63 years old. He's a player. He's nicknamed Cool Breeze. Wow. I'm 55. I believe at 63 you could still be cool. I really do. Mm-hmm. But ain't gonna be nothing breezy about your ass at 63. Let's just go and say that. You can still be cool. I think the cool swagger can last way late in life. Breezy? Uh-uh. See, he can kill Breezy. Ain't nothing breezy about his ass. He just got out of a car accident. Damn near died. Broken ribs. Years of drug abuse. How breezy is that to you? So let's begin. Let's update his nickname. Let's call him Crip for short.
Call him what, Steve?
Crip. Let's get a nickname that fit. He can't walk good. You know, got all these busted up ribs. He a junkie. He ain't got a car. You driving him everywhere. Let's call him Crip. That's a nice nickname. It fit. Crip, what's up? Has nothing to do with gang banging. So if you're out there listening, ain't nobody talking about your damn set. This is just a joke. So I don't need nobody coming up to me talking about the Crips on the radio. Hey, boy, I ain't got time for that. We're just talking about a nickname, Crip. All right. Then you thought your father was going to die once you brought him back to Georgia after his best girlfriend died in the car. I don't know what that means, his best girlfriend. That means he had a bunch of girlfriends, but his best one died in the car.
That's what I
And so he's out of a place. You brought him back to Georgia. He's not on drugs anymore. I take him to his doctor's appointment every 2 weeks. That means he don't have a car. Once again, Crip starts to feel a lot more real than Cool Breezy. My father always loved beautiful women, and I guess that's why he frequents the strip clubs on a regular basis. This is key letter in line in the letter. Your daddy need to sit his old ass down somewhere. He ain't got money for strip clubs. If he got money for strip clubs, baby, then you ain't got to let him live in your house anymore. See, you got money for strip clubs and you got money for rent.
Right.
Okay? Now you understand what your mother went through. She was married to this womanizer. I can now see, and some people just never get it. But I can see the pain and hurt she endured by my father who cheated while they were married. Your mom died in 2007. She was 54. You all were very close. Now, your mom and dad were divorced for 20 years before she died. You can say that your mother loved your father. Now, you say, I know I have some issues that need to be resolved, but it's hard when my father walks around my house not being appreciative of what I've done. I'm not so really sure if it's issues that you need resolving as it is that he needs to resolve some things. He's been your father, but he's never been a dad. And that's the real of it. And that's not your fault. The issue you may have may be you always wanted him to be the dad you never had. And you're trying to have some type of relationship with him. So many young girls want a relationship with their father so they can say they have a relationship with their father. I understand that. But your daddy, man, he don't get it. The sad thing about it is he gonna get it. It's just gonna be late. It's going to be too bad because he's going to need you again for real.
Yeah.
That's where forgiveness comes.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.